Welcome to Awakening Plus. It's May 2nd, 2022, our first event of May. And it's New Earth Support Team, as we do every Monday. So big welcome to everyone who's here, live or on the recording. So I'll give you a brief overview of what we're going to do, in case there's anyone new, live or on the recording. So after this little intro, I'm going to call the directions of the mesa I'm sitting in front of. That's a little altar on the floor. I'm going to call in a whole bunch of allies of love and light. You may not recognize them all, but they're all here to help us hold a really high, sweet, positive vibration. Then we'll seal our containers so we can do safe and effective work. Next up, we will do embodied awakening invocation to call our higher self to merge with our human self to the greatest extent that serves highest good. And then once we're all bright and shiny that way, then we'll relax and let the allies make use of us. And we'll do that unless they change what they've been doing for months on end, very passively, where we'll just relax and we will individually receive healing, we'll receive awakening, and each of us will be acting as a surrogate for many others on earth. And whatever benefit we receive will be like loaves and fishes, magnified and multiplied and spread around. So I'll guide you through all the particulars as we go in. As always, I make two requests. One is please do not multitask while you're doing this. Please do only this because we all co-create the field, even if you're on the recording. So if you can't give it your full attention, then if you're a member, come back and do it later in the archive. But we can feel it if someone's not fully attentive in the field, and we have to make adjustments to compensate for that. So please do give it your full attention as if you're here in the room. And secondly, if you have to leave before I close the container, which I'll do immediately when the work is over, then you can ask the allies to ease you out early if necessary, and they'll happily ease you out of the field, and you will not disrupt anything. We will hang out for a little while after we formally close, and that's time for questions and comments and things like that. So we hang out a little bit afterward. So let's jump in and do this. Everyone's going to be muted for a while. So you will not be overheard if you make sound. So just relax. I always recommend as we get into the calling of the directions and the calling of the allies that you just be really passive, really relaxed. And if you're sensitive enough that you can feel energy shifting in your body or around you, just passively note the energy shifts that are happening. And if you don't feel that, that's fine. Just feel your breath come and go on its own. Either way, just be passive and just feel. And the allies and I will take care of setting up the field. So I invite you now to relax, close your eyes, and just sort of start feeling what's happening. Pachamama Mama Kia Wirakocha Inti Kuichi. I am that I am. I call it my own embodied awakening, my own Christ consciousness, my own unconditional love, and my own service to other fourth density consciousness or higher awareness. The rest gets called in for everybody. So we call Spirit Song's higher self, Amma the Hugging Saint, Ayahuasca, San Pedro, Magic Mushroom, Grandfather Tobacco, Quo, the Confederation of Planets in Service to the Infinite Creator, Amma Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, Yogananda. We call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. We call Archangel Raphael before us, Archangel Michael behind us, Archangel Uriel to our left, Archangel Gabriel to our right. Archangels, please bless and protect us. We call all other angelic beings of high vibration and benevolent intent. Whose presence serves highest good. We call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. We call Saima. We call our benevolent ancestors. We call our elemental allies, including fire, earth, air, and water. We call the following sacred mountain spirits: Apu Asangate, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Grandfather Mountain, Apu Mount Mitchell. We call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Bear, Fox, Falcon, Hedgehog, Deer. We call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. Please come. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around the sacred space to hold in this good energy and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. Okay, good container. Now, if anyone hearing my voice live or on the recording would like to call in additional allies of high vibration and benevolent intent, please feel free to call those now, and we'll leave a moment for the calling of additional allies. No one else will hear your voice, but feel free to call them if you're so inclined. It's feeling good. We'll leave a moment longer for additional allies. Okay, thank you. So everyone, you humans, take a minute and just feel your body, feel the energy in and around you. See if it feels any different from when we started. So now I'll guide you in the embodied awakening invocation. So in a moment, you're going to say 8 words to your higher self. These words will invite the higher self to come merge with you to the greatest extent that serves highest good. So let's do that now. Please speak the words to your higher self in a second, out loud if possible, but silently otherwise. Starting now. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Now let the words go and be really, really passive. Just relax. Your human self is just chilling out, and the higher self is coming to you. If you feel energy coming into your body, then just passively feel it coming in on its own. If you're not aware of that, just feel breath come and go on its own. A few tips to optimize this. Please do not use effort or willpower to try to make anything happen or stop anything from happening. Please don't deliberately visualize or imagine anything. Just be passive. Let it come to you. It's as if you're a sponge and the divine is water just soaking in all by itself. If you get distracted, don't fight that distraction. Don't try to change it in any way. Treat it like an uninvited guest. You return your attention to feeling energy or feeling breath. And if the distraction is still there in the background, that's fine. Just let it do its thing. If you fight it, you'll make it stronger, so don't do that. But just be really passive and really just keep returning attention to feeling energy or breath. The final subtlety is to use the least effort needed to hold the passive awareness. So I invite you for a moment to drop to no effort at all. For a moment, just exist, starting now. Feeling good. So some of us are getting into embodied awakening now. You can tell you're there when you can say yes to the following question. Here's the question. Is all the following true right now? No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. So if you're there, just relax and just be that energy, knowing that you're helping everyone else as well. Even if you're on the recording, you're helping. This all works beyond time and space in a magical way. So if you're in embodied awakening, just relax. You being there helps everyone else get there. Or go deeper. We'll leave just a moment longer to give others a chance to get here, or at least get as close as they can. You don't have to be at 100%. Any movement toward embodied awakening is awesome. The critical things are to be passive and let the energy come to you at the human level. And to do this using the absolute minimum effort needed to feel energy or feel breath. And if zero effort works, that's wonderful. The energy is slightly rocky, so I'm suspecting someone's using effort in some way. Again, please don't try to make anything happen. Please don't stop anything from happening. Don't visualize, don't imagine, just be super passive. Just feel whatever is happening on its own. You've asked the divine to do this for you with your invocation. Now you have to relax and allow it to do what you asked. In this style of work, any additional human effort just gums up the works. The human now stays passive, lets the divine do everything. That's feeling better. Okay, that's feeling pretty solid right there. So if you're in embodied awakening, fabulous. If not, it's okay. Being in embodied awakening is not required to move forward. All right, so the allies are ready. Allies, we are so grateful to come to assist in accelerating the Great Global Awakening a bit. We come to you now and we offer our bodies and our consciousness in support of that. We now become very passive allies and allow you to make use of us. We ask that whatever happens serves highest good of all, including us. So we know, allies, that you will not give any of us more than we can do. We will not be excessively blissed out or excessively challenged. Everything will be within our ability to process it and experience it. Thank you for that. So humans, relax and just go really passive now. And if you're sensitive, you're already feeling energy moving. You might have periods where you're really ecstatic, really blissful. There may be times when you feel a lot of challenge energy. So each one of us is being used in a very customized way by the divine beings. They know exactly what you can do and what you cannot. So you'll only be given stuff that's within your ability to do. That includes bliss, it includes challenge. So I invite you just to relax and allow everything. You're in safe space. Trust that your higher self and these beautiful allies know how you can best be of service. And most critically, don't make anything happen. Please, no techniques, no strategies, no visualizing, no anything, no mantras. Just relax and just be. Let the allies make use of you. It took me years of ayahuasca ceremonies to finally get that passivity is the way in an environment like this. Again, if you feel energy moving in and around your body, just feel that. And if you don't, just feel your breath come and go. Any other awareness, like visual awareness, is okay. I just don't recommend getting caught in thought patterns. Those usually pull you out of the experience. Let thought be in the background, but feeling is great. Visuals can be good. Just be with whatever's happening. Be really passive. There may be periods where I don't talk for a while. I may or may not be called to make any music. We'll just see what happens. Right now, my body's shaking a little bit as it processes some heavy energy from the collective. If your body shakes or vibrates, that's okay. Just let it happen. You may feel heavy energy moving through you. The allies will do that if you're ready for that. They'll make sure you're nice and sparkly clean by the time we're done. You may feel ecstasy or bliss. Just be open to it all. The way is not difficult for those who have no preferences. If challenging energy is moving and you want to cry or vocalize or make sound, then feel free to do that. And you're not going to disturb anyone on this call. Whoa, it's feeling good now. I just brought in a new frequency that I'm enjoying very much. I'm feeling quite a bit of heavy energy processing through me. I have absolutely no idea what it is or where it's from, and there's no need for me to know any of that, or you if you're feeling something similar. The allies know everything they need to. We just relax and allow ourselves to be useful. You can relax and allow because nothing is going to overwhelm you here. The invocations will not allow that. The allies will not permit it either. If heavy energy is processing through you, the typical route is in the head, through the top, and then the energy gets processed in your body and flushes out your hands, your feet, sometimes the base of the spine. It all goes down into the earth, and Mother Earth transmutes it to love and light. Feels like they're moving a lot of heavy energy tonight. I've been aware for a while that there's a beautiful blended field available for those who are ready. It'll just be put there automatically when you're ready for that. So if you're not experiencing it, that's fine. If you are, then enjoy. It's the kind of thing you enjoy when it shows up rather than trying to make it happen. Yeah, I'm now feeling a new influx of energy in the body. The energy is getting higher and sweeter. All that heavy energy processing opened the door to some more light and love. Yeah, I'm now feeling myself, my physical body feels more like energy than flesh now. You might be having a similar experience. Just relax and allow your experience of what you are as a human to be changed. Here's some more heavy energy moving through me. Now, your experience might be quite different than what I'm verbalizing. I get what the majority are experiencing. But please do not try to shift your experience to match my description. Just go with what's happening for you. Each of us is getting our own perfect, customized experience, live or on the recording. We've got a very strong current tonight. Y'all are doing great. Just let whatever is happening happen. Remembering that you're acting as a surrogate for the collective. And as I said earlier, whatever healing or awakening you experience will be amplified for the benefit of others. Yeah, that high frequency energy is what my body feels like. It's feeling really beautiful. I'm feeling a lot of healing energy coming through now. Again, just relax and stay open to whatever your experience is right now. Just take a moment and note how much your body might feel like energy. Just note, does it feel mostly like energy or mostly like solid matter? And once you've noted that, just relax and go back to just being and letting energy move through you. Yeah, we're working really well as a group. We're holding a solid field. Lots of heavy energy coming through right now. And many hands make light work. Enough of us have the ability to process this heavy energy that no one's getting too much. And of course, there's a vast number of light workers here in the field with us around the planet. And they're all doing their share as well. They're not on the Awakening Plus team, but they're on the Light Worker team. Yeah, we had an eclipse on April 30th. I think we're feeling some of that energy here. Yeah, we're just 3 days after that. Remain passive, please, and just keep, let the energy keep moving, whether it's challenging or blissful or whatever, just relax and go with it. Your absolute best strategy at the human level is just relax and let these divine allies do everything for you. You just hold awareness of what they're doing. Yeah, another strong flushing of heavy energy coming through. The elders are saying, thank you guys, you're very effective, very good. Thank you. You're welcome, allies. And now I'm starting to feel a little bit of return to body action. So you may notice that you're becoming more aware of your physical body. And there's a downward migration overall of your energy bodies. And as usual, the divine is seeing how much of this higher consciousness it can bring into your physical body. So still stay passive. But if you can feel the energy, just feel it coming in and bringing some of this higher vibration with it. And if you don't feel that, just feel the breath come and go. So just notice how aware you are of your physical body. Again, I'm mostly aware of the body now, but it feels really different than when we started. The body still feels very much like energy. It's a both and. I'm aware of its physicality and its energetic nature all at the same time. Okay, I feel pretty solid in my body. Let me just feel to see if they're done. It feels good. Thank you, allies. So I'm now going to call the directions and close the mesa. And then we'll open it up for feedback, questions, comments, and such. Pachamama Mamakia Wirakocha Inti Kuichi. Thank you, allies, so much. Thanks for this wonderful feeling. As we close, allies, go if you must, stay if you will. I ask that you stay with anyone who's been part of this process for as long as it serves their highest good. I request, as always, that you stay with me always to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Thank you so much for this opportunity to serve, allies. Where would you have us go? What would you have us say? What would you have us communicate, and to whom? Okay, so for those of you who are not members of Awakening Plus, check out the membership if you haven't, awakeningplus.com. We've got tremendous stuff in there for you to help your healing and your awakening and your global service. So feel free to check all that out. Whether you're a member or not, I'm happy to work with you at astroshaman.com. I do astrology, shamanic healing, awakening activation, and life coaching. And all that's described there. So again, the membership is awakeningplus.com and the private services is astroshaman.com. Alrighty, let's open things up for feedback. So unmuting is now permitted. If you're on the computer, just click that mic icon and talk if you like. If you're on a phone, star 6 will allow you to speak. And if you want to type in the chat, that's fine too. In fact, Paula has already jumped in. She says, I dreamed about a full solar eclipse last night. So it's interesting that you should mention that. I'm shy. That's fine, Paula. Shy not. So we may have little parts where no one is typing or speaking. And if so, there's still a lot of energy in the field. Yes, we've closed the container, and yes, the allies are hanging around anyway. So we can just enjoy the bliss if no one is contributing any words. Oh, I should mention a shift that's going to be happening. May here, 2022, is going to be the last month that all Monday nights are open to the public. Starting in June, the first Monday of the month will be public, and all the rest of the New Earth support teams will be members only. So just giving you a month's heads up on that. You know, I'm thinking, you know, it's just $9 a month to be part of this group. And that doesn't seem an unreasonable ask if to be part of something this potent, if you're into it. That's the scholarship rate for Awakening Plus, by the way. You'll learn all about that again at the membership site, awakeningplus.com. But we've still got all of May for anyone being welcome on Monday nights. All right, so any questions, comments, anything at all? Getting some nice brain buzz.
This is Marla.
Marla, welcome.
Oh, I just wanted to say that was so enjoyable. And how much, I want to say how much I have loved this for so long now.
You've been a long time. Yeah,
you're. I've been here a while now. It's been great. And I'm really glad to hear actually that you are just going to do it as one like free event, and then the rest of them are membership required. Mm-hmm. Because I really feel that growing your membership is just like so important, and it's such a worthwhile thing to be a part of.
Oh, thank you. Pay
monthly. Like, this is, you know, one of few memberships that I'm in, and I absolutely love it. And I enjoy the archives so much. And Benjamin did not pay me to say this. I'm just saying how much I love it. And I wanted to thank you for hosting us all the time, and for being so generous too, with offering so much for free.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks very much for the kind words, Marla. So, Paula then typed, it's a chill night, ha ha. Probably punning on relaxed and cold altogether. Jeannie typed, thank you, Benjamin, and everyone allies. And there's lots of lovely hearts there. Jeannie says, ditto, Marla, feels so right to charge a bit or even exchange. An even exchange is what she's saying. Yeah. Anyone else have any thoughts they wanted to share? Questions to ask? Anything at all? The energy is still so sweet, some of y'all may be just blissed out. Pancha Avatar types. So I came back into my body with a big smile so much, so my face hurts. Broke out in laundry. Thank you for the laughs. Broke out in laundry. That's interesting. You're welcome. Larry, hi.
Hi. I was coming into a very peaceful place at, you know, just before the deactivation tonight. Mm-hmm. And just went through a residential move. Day one after a move and feeling exhausted.
Yeah.
And halfway through the activation, this energy started to just slowly envelope me.
Mm.
I had to get up and let it really work itself through me.
Okay.
And it was very powerful and very cathartic. My wow. whole body was shaking, and it was like, you know, so many forces that were supporting me and so many, you know, very powerful, violent shaking just to get that energy out and just to really get to the next level.
Good.
Very yeah. dynamic.
Good. Yeah, I was shaking a lot tonight myself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that just happens. I can think back to ayahuasca ceremonies I've done. My body would shake for hours, just hours. No one wanted to sit on the same bench with me because they would, like a human vibrator, just going and going and going. It was amazing. I don't shake quite that much anymore. Actually, I've gotten very strategic with it. I've learned some ways where the shaking, it still happens in ceremony, but I've learned ways to do it in a way that is less disruptive to anyone around me.
Yeah.
You know, the shaman, he makes it, hey, if you got to shake, that's fine. Just whatever your body, you really say, that's cool.
It's very cool to experience powerful shaking where I'm just being a servant.
Yeah.
It's allowing my body just to shake. And it's like without any consciousness around that.
Yeah.
And being an empty vessel.
Yeah. Yeah, when I shake, I have no idea what's shaking out usually. 99% of the time, it's just energy moving. There's no concept about it at all. And my operating hypothesis is it's above my pay grade to even know what it is. You know, maybe that my human brain literally can't comprehend what's coming through there. So I'm just happy to be observant and know that something's coming through and must be serving a good cause. I have faith in that, but there's no details about it. It just, it's energy moving. So that's fine.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Thank you. Glad you have some good shakes tonight. And actually, I've seen people teach shaking. I mean, even if we weren't doing plant spirit stuff, they would say, okay, everyone stand up and just, you know, shake your arms real good and shake your legs out. And they would actually teach people, they called it shamanic shaking. And if you have something that's stuck or heavy in your body, you know, you can deliberately physically shake your body to help me move through. It's a totally legitimate technique. Yeah. Anybody else got a question or comment? Oh, they just shifted the energy frequency. That's lovely. Okay, last call for questions or comments. By the way, the allies said this is a best of event, so we'll be putting it in the best of area. Okay, final call for questions or comments. Vivian types lots of images of people in war zones. Yeah, I was wondering if we might be shaking some of that out. It's lots of heart energy. Yeah. Always appreciate you being here, Vivian. You're such a beautiful soul. We're honored to have you as part of the membership. As I've said many times, I feel so fortunate. We draw a lot of people here with regularity, and a lot of the people we draw are very conscious and very good at processing energy, and we've got a good team on board here. I really feel grateful that we've come together to serve in this way. Because it sure ain't just me. That's for sure. Team effort. All right. That feels like a wrap. All in under an hour. So again, big thanks to everybody. So grateful you're here. Again, check out the membership, awakeningplus.com, my services, astroshaman.com if you're interested. And again, so super grateful you're here. And Wednesday night, we are doing something. I'm just in the moment here. Let me just peek and see what the Wednesday night is here. Got to pull up my own site to find out. Yeah, I sent an email to the list earlier today with the link to the May events that are online on my site. So Wednesday is, oh, individual and group healing. Oh, that's always a good one. Members only. So a few people will be in the hot seat receiving healing energy from the group, but everyone gets healed. Even if you're not in the hot seat, everyone gets what I call bounce back healing, and you'll get some really potent work. So it's one of our more intense nights, and it's always so fascinating to have people share what they're wanting healing on and have the group energy move things sometimes really quickly and really powerfully. So if you remember, this is a good one. Come for this one if you can. Alrighty. So again, big thanks to everybody and good night.